It's a shock, but it's a real jolt and a real reminder that there's still a lot of work to be done to make sure we keep our children safe. There are adults that fall for these things. You know, it's not unusual to hear of adults who've been lured into relationships, you know, it was catfish and the like, who desperately know that what happens in these situations is that these people feed into an emotional need in children and in young people. You know, they want to believe that Justin Bieber would be in love with them and want to have a relationship with them. And that's a very kind of human need and human reaction, and that's what they play on. And I think what's frightening about this is that somebody could use or could pose as a figure like Justin Bieber because they recognize that there is power within that and there's influence and that that's a way to reach children. And it's very difficult with the online world because people can pose as all sorts of people and lure people and you know, trick people in that way. And it's very difficult to sometimes to know what the truth is, particularly if you're younger. I think it's just another reminder that from a really, really young age, as soon as your child starts using these in social networks or whatever it is, and that will be different for every family, but really do talk to them about the fact that people aren't always who they say they are online. Talk about celebrity, talk about the fact that it's really, really unlikely that, and use this as an example that somebody like Justin Bieber would ever get into a personal conversation with you. And I think that's what's quite helpful when these things happen, is it does give an example that you can use to say to your children, what do you think about that? And do you think that could ever happen to you? And to really explore that. And, you know, I think that I would like to think that the majority of our children would say that, oh, I wouldn't have believed that. I wouldn't have believed it was him. But it's really important to keep reinforcing those messages with children. I think the reality is that often people who do things like this, they look for vulnerable young people. So they look for young people who are feeling quite isolated and need those emotional needs met in their lives, who are looking for love and are looking for someone that cares for them. And really sadly, they play on that. And so, you know, it can be actually difficult to get those messages out to those most vulnerable young people. And the message is, you know, that it's very seldom that you will find those sorts of meaningful, caring relationships like that with a stranger online, and to really question every contact that you have online, particularly if you don't know who that person is face to face. Be very, very cautious with your heart and with your feelings and with what you share. I think you'd really like to think that with all the technical know-how and the technical knowledge that social network providers can get better at keeping our children safe. And I'm confused with all their genius that they haven't cracked this and they haven't made it possible. So I think there's still a lot of questions to answer. I think there is something about the fact that the majority of social networks were set up for an adult audience, and yet we know there are very large numbers of children on there. And where there may be age restrictions, we know there's lots of children under 13 that are on those networks and using those networks. And I would say that the social network providers have a much, much greater responsibility to keep those children safe, and there's much more that they can do.